There are 88,000 chemicals commonly found in our personal care products, our building materials, and in our furnishing components that are untested chemicals.
This is The Art of Construction with your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keith. Devin has built a multi-7-figure business in the construction industry, selling windows, doors, and hardware over the past 13 years. Devin's passion for helping those around him led him to create the Art of Construction informational platform, a part of which is a fireside chat podcast with industry professionals all focused on how they apply art in their business and construction projects. Grown to an audience of over 100,000, Devin shares his strategies for what he has accomplished and creates insightful conversations with industry leaders. This is The Art of Construction, featuring your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keith.
All right, Tribe, we have a fun one where we continue the conversation about wellness within your walls. As the whole thing for you contractors, it's all about us working together to help make people's house their home. And when it comes to toxins and things in the house, we want to continue to build that awareness and education. So let's go in and talk with the executive director from Wellness Within Your Walls. Let's go have some fun and learn about how to live a better lifestyle. What's your favorite beverage?
My favorite beverage is iced coffee, and I'm a bit of a specialist at making coffee concentrate.
Coffee concentrate. So like I'm very basic when it comes to coffee, like espresso, like when you say concentrating, like putting it down into an espresso type thing, or fill me in.
It's a cold brew process. You brew it overnight in a container with cold water, which makes a much less acidic concentrate, and it makes it very strong so that when you add water and milk or however you like to do it over ice, it stays bold rather than getting really watered down.
Awesome. Well, see, there's the art in everything. You know, we're here on The Art of Construction, but we love to pull out and talk the art of coffee, if you will. I actually just did a video in our day-to-day. I own a window company in our design center. We put in this real high-end coffee maker that does all the fancy stuff, and we brought in these baristas and did these classes, and it's like anything, right? You can just throw it in the Keurig, or you can do all kinds of unique paths. So we've never had coffee concentrate. That's the first we've had. Coffee is pretty regular, but it's just, you know, straight up coffee black or a little bit of cream typically. So tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
My favorite place to travel would probably be my hometown where I don't live anymore. I really enjoy going back to New Orleans, my hometown. We moved to Atlanta about 20 years ago, and going back home would be the favorite place that we like to return.
Awesome. Give us one story about going back home.
Well, our oldest daughter is now in college in New Orleans, and that has been a great opportunity for her to understand us better because she's now living as a local. And she said she didn't really understand New Orleans until she started living there as a college student. And now she feels that she understands her parents better than she did before.
Awesome. What's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena, or what we like to call the art of construction?
My favorite interest outside of construction and health and wellness is my girls' summer sleepaway camp that I am the director in Tennessee. I am, when I don't wear my Wellness Within Your Walls hat, I wear camp director hat.
Oh, there you go. That's fun. We got to know a little bit about Nani Preuss, who is the executive director with Wellness Within Your Walls. Let's start off by her bio. Nani is the executive director for Wellness Within Your Walls, a health and wellness company that aims to connect professionals with healthy, eco-sensitive products that result in sustainable, non-toxic interior environments. A graduate of Vanderbilt University, she has devoted her career to architectural, green building, and design pursuits. executive director of WWYW. She oversees all aspects of the educational and consulting programs, understanding where toxins can be found, how they affect human health, and how we can avoid or eliminate them through innovative design and construction practices. Nani is a natural-born problem solver and embraces the challenges faced by today's manufacturers seeking to bring healthier products to the marketplace. Boy, is this a complicated subject, but something we definitely need to turn the mic on and talk about. So as their website says, the solution to healthier interior environments, affordable plus accountable plus achievable. Welcome to the Art of Construction. The floor is yours to tell me about wellness within your walls.
Well, thank you, Devin. It's you know, you really hit on it when you said it's complicated. And I think for many people, so complicated that they don't understand that every small decision you make can move the needle and can make a change for the better. And I think when we started out on our path, we thought it was the consumer that we would directly reach and hopefully through them drive an interest with manufacturers to possibly change the way they're doing things. We ended up leapfrogging the consumer and finding a great audience with the manufacturer who said, I may not be able to make my whole product line toxin-free, but I think that I can make something within my product line that would fill this void. And it's been remarkable, the companies that we've worked with that have made their mission to at least have an offering that is a more healthy, less toxic option for the health-conscious consumer that's out there.
Awesome. And to give credit where credit's due, if you go back to show 72, Consider Lifestyle Environments with Robert August, he actually made these connections today, and he is definitely a connector in the industry. Show 93, where we talk about greenhouses with Wayne, and today with Nani. Tell us the story or evolution of how Wellness Within Your Walls came together.
We came together with our founder and president, Jillian Pritchard-Cook, on a project in 2006 in Atlanta called Eco Manor. Jillian was hired as the interior designer for what would prove to be the first gold LEED residential home in the United States. And through the course of the project, she got a cancer diagnosis that through further research proved to be environmental. And it really shifted her goal with the project from sustainability and green to blending health and wellness too. It's something that's a little more ubiquitous to, it's more ubiquitous to us now. But at the time, you know, green was in its infancy, and literally there had not been a LEED certified residence. Up until that time, LEED was only a commercial pursuit as far as certification. So in that project, she wanted to remove the toxins because she felt that it was her career choice, always putting her on a job site at really the most toxic off-gassing time of any projects. Designers always contractually need to be on the site on the day that cabinets are installed and floors are sealed. All those adhesives and stains and paints that all off-gas and create this wonderful concoction of we don't really know what in the air. She felt that that was something that we needed to radically reassess, the order that we do things, the products that we use. And Wellness Within Your Walls was born in an effort to see if we couldn't change the way it was done.
Awesome. So were you involved directly with the Eco Manor project then?
No. At the time, I was working for a green builder in Atlanta. My background was as a project manager at a sort of burgeoning green building company in Atlanta prior to joining wellness within your walls.
Awesome. So give us one story or one big aha moment from leaving a green builder to being the executive director for Wellness Within Your Walls.
Well, the mission is so much more broad, because when you're doing energy efficiency, tight box, you know, everything that came out of the green movement, which was so new and so innovative in the mid-2000s, it sort of had an unexpected consequence, and that was a tighter building envelope that was great for energy efficiency, but not necessarily great for indoor air quality. So it was very exciting to bridge the building and construction world into looking at the whole envelope more holistically, not just the building of the tight envelope, but knowing that how we furnish and how we specify within that envelope is just as important as the building materials and as important as the choice for ventilation and every step of the way. The real aha moment has been, wow, we cannot furnish and specify the way we did in homes that were more leaky. We have to specify and furnish with less toxic products because they're getting trapped in the tight envelope.
Oh, so you mean like my 1940s house I just bought, that when I did the envelope test and there's holes all over the place, once I fix all those, I might want to look at what I'm putting inside of that tighter home a little closer, right?
That's a really good analogy, because I think it's important that we learn how to, it doesn't have to be new construction. The vast majority of us live in pre-existing homes. I live in a home from the 1880s, so I'm going to guess that I'm as leaky can be. I've got the original doors and the original windows. And, you know, 10 to 15 years ago, I was urged to change all the windows and all the doors and to do radically different insulation. But it doesn't mean your house is unhealthy just because it might be an older home, just like it doesn't mean your house is healthy if it's tight. So, of course, if you want to start making those improvements in your 1940s home, you have to really think about how are you going to ventilate and how are you going to furnish it. You don't want to bring in a lot of new furniture into a really tight envelope without the proper air return. And these are not really things you think about as a homeowner.
Awesome. So I'm going to go to your website and kind of go on a journey here of kind of now deeping down on your featured services. And correct me if I'm wrong, you do a lot of the education and presentations within WWYW, right?
I do. The four-course series has been an evolution of about 5 years in the making, and it is ever-changing. We teach it monthly in Atlanta, and we will, you know, go on-site around the country. But it changes so quickly that even as recently as when I taught last month, I already have to amend it for teaching for this coming month. It really needs to be assessed on a monthly basis, because everything changes that fast.
So your four featured services starts with education and then certification, sponsorship, and resources. Would you say those are kind of four focus points from your website?
That is exactly how it reads on the website. Is we certify what we call the four P's: people, places, products, and projects. We certify people through the four course series that we teach. Projects through certifying the people that are in charge of projects that they are working on throughout the country. Products is our newest entry into assessing products for their health and wellness. And that is in its infancy. We are working now with three companies that have us assessing their products through their health safety data sheets and their third-party testing to ensure that they are certified to be healthy specifications in homes.
And talk more about places?
Places, just like projects, they're very similar in the way that they are. We would then certify the people that are working on a whole, say, a holistic community. We will consult on those projects. We will certify the people that are developing them.
So in recap, you have places and projects are all about the certification. You have the people, which is all about the training and how you get certified for those places and projects. And then the product are partnering with kind of manufacturers. Is that kind of how all the four P's come together?
That's correct, Evan.
Awesome. So let's talk of products. Is there a certain manufacturer? You know, if you go back to show 93, Wayne talked about a bunch of specific products because they're doing a show home that is a really cool story that he really opened up and talked about his wife and how he's really got involved of learning the toxins because of her health condition. And I won't steal any more thunder. I'll let you go listen to that. But stepping up from a national level, because he was much more on a specific, because this project is here in Colorado, any national platforms that you would like to talk about?
Well, I would. And I would also give a nod to the Invisible Disabilities Green Air Retreat Idea Home, because we are also working on that project with them, and we will be assessing the specifications. It will be a fully Wellness Within Your Walls certified home at the end of that project.
Awesome. Thanks for saying that. I love to be the voice to take all these different things and put it together, because it's really hard to actually execute this stuff and actually document it. And having somebody kind of overarching it with you guys going through that, and then the Art of Construction being a voice to take the specific, and then I love how to zoom in and zoom out. I think we really learn from that.
We do, and it is such a learning tool to have case study homes. We are on our seventh case study home now, and it is in California, and we've learned so much from each one. Sometimes things go exactly as you hope, and everything goes smoothly, and other times you have big aha moments. We worked on a home called The Natural House in the UK, and it was going to be one of the first net zero homes in the United Kingdom, and it was done in conjunction with the Prince's Foundation, with Prince Charles, because the UK was trying to hit a benchmark of every home being a net zero home, or as what we would now call a zero energy home here in the States. And while they were not able to hit that benchmark at the time, we did deem it to be one of the healthiest homes ever made out of the products that were used. Every building material was completely natural. It was a wonderful German brick that they used, and all wool insulation. But after the first homeowner lived in it, when they did the after it was, after it stopped being a show home and it was actually a residence, they did indoor air quality testing all over again, and they found out it had a tremendous amount of VOCs. And they did not understand how this could happen, because the home was built completely toxin-free. And they found out it was the homeowner every month replacing an air freshener. And it's one of those, wow, you can do everything right when you build it.
Wow.
And
so one air freshener threw all that work kind of out the window, if you will.
It was, but that's why you do case studies, because I don't think we would have thought about that prior to seeing that. And that's what's so, I think one of the hardest things when you are working in the health and wellness realm of construction is there's not a whole lot of quantifiable data like there is with the energy efficiency. And I really only right now know of one study, and it's the Harvard Chan School of Public Health that has done a comprehensive study of VOCs and productivity in the workplace. And that has been a really useful tool to us. It goes without saying. It's very detailed, and I welcome anyone that is interested in it to read about it. But it clearly showed that productivity was enhanced in a non-VOC workplace. But finding quantifiable data is hard. And that's why we do these case studies, because with each one, we learn something that we didn't know before.
I love hearing case studies of real world, because that's what we really learn from. You know, we can talk all about the next best big thing, but when you talk about something coming full circle and you say how much work went into that to have an air freshener kind of kick that off, that just makes me wow. Like, and that's not the goal. We all want to work so hard to say, well, but then the chemicals, and go back and listen to Wayne's show, because he really opened my eyes when he was talking through like all the chemicals that are in our houses. And, you know, I just don't think about that. You just go to, I don't even read or look at it. I just grab, you know, the stuff. And you think of air freshener, you think of clean and pure. You don't think of that as what actually ruins all this hard work. It's just astonishing to me, just an average Joe, when it comes to, you know, living the art side of health and wellness. Because I think of health and wellness as if I went and worked out this morning and, you know, watch what I put in my body. And that's what I think about when I think of health and wellness, not about the toxins around me.
That's so true. And I would venture to say that you as a male have less exposure than females do, because this goes, you know, we've talked about construction materials and furnishing and specifications, but personal care products come into play too. And as a male, you probably only use up to 3 or 4 personal care products a day, and us women use something like 6 or 7. And, you know, I know I keep going back to the air freshener, but the way I'm going to stitch this all together is, there is no more oversight of our personal care products than there is to an air freshener or to an adhesive. You know, all of these things are something that we assume has gone through rigorous testing and must be safe for us, but actually they don't. And you know, there's the number keeps changing, but in our course, every time I teach, I mention there are 88,000 chemicals commonly found in our personal care products, our building materials, and in our furnishing components that are untested chemicals, have not been tested, will likely never be tested, and we're all out there as human guinea pigs.
That wasn't 88, that was 88,000, right?
That was, and that's a number that's gone up since I first started teaching. That number has gone up.
So what are some other things when you're teaching that me as a student of the game here, what are some of the other things that people are like, wow, when you're teaching, or questions or conversation that really light it up like this air freshener?
Well, I think we so want to empower everyone who comes to our courses to know that every small step helps. And I find that most students, whether they come with a consumer hat on or a builder hat or a interior designer hat, we are all living in an apartment, a condo, a home. So everyone feels greatly empowered by starting with cleaning products. And it is a really good place to start, because there are ways to make small modifications in your choices and not sacrifice the performance. I think that's the biggest challenge to nudge the manufacturers to using healthier components and knowing their sort of life cycle of their components and having them still perform. And one of the easiest things you can do is just look under your kitchen sink and use products that you make yourself. There's 100 recipes out there to make cleaners. And that's an immediate way to take some of the great offenders out of your home. And it's a first step that you can make, and you can feel really good about it and know that you've made a really big impact immediately within the walls of your home.
And to tie this full circle, you know, this show is made for contractors to grow their business. And you may, if you're listening to this as a contractor, saying, okay, if this is the consumer, that doesn't matter, because I'm just supplying a cabinet that they're going to choose what this stuff goes into. But Tribe, I'm telling you, why we have these conversations like this is to, if you take the time to really educate lifestyle, it separates you from everything else. So not just talking about the building products you're using as a contractor, but also leaving them with something as a call to action to help people make a house their home. And that all comes back together with the air freshener, because these contractors and your tribe within Wellness Within Your Walls worked so hard to achieve that, to have one little piece kind of have to go. But you learned from that. You came back and you understood that. So that's the contractor now coming back in and bringing everything full circle. So what would you say about that to a contractor? How would you guide them? Or do contractors come to your class? And if so, how do they get involved in this?
Contractors often end up at our classes when working on a project that is seeking certification. But wow, Devin, when you said the aha moment, I feel that I have aha moments every time I speak to a group. We were teaching in Orlando as we were involved with the New American Home there, and everyone that was working on the New American Home, all the leading suppliers, the local builder, and a lot of the subs actually that were involved were invited and required to come take the four courses. And we had a contractor who shared, you know, unsolicited, as always happens when we have these wonderful collaborative groups, who shared that, you know, his favorite sub had recently passed away from a really horrible cancer experience. And it really made him think, was there some exposure that he just didn't realize he was having through his line of work? And I think that's what really motivates us, is at every level of the project, are we wearing the protective clothing that is recommended on the, you know, if we very carefully read the labels on things, would we know that we were supposed to be wearing, you know, more protective clothing? Are we wearing respirators appropriately for working with inherently hazardous products? Or are we kind of skipping over some of the protocols when we're working with products? It seems that no one is untouched by the protocols of the process.
And there's so many lessons learned there to say, you know, if general contractors, you're in charge of generaling so many different things, but at the end of the day, you're in the people business. And if that one, you know, really hit home to him to say, you know, my tribe internally, if they're not being healthy, that correlates back to all of the links coming together. So, and I'm guilty. It's hard day to day to check every box and do everything perfectly, because two things we don't have enough of: time and money. But these are the conversations that I hope it makes you think, to say it's really what makes us all tick at the end of the day. And what's the most important, you know, and our vision is here on the Art of Construction is to help people live their best lifestyle and help people make a house their home. And if this is not something that resonates with you, then are you in the right business if you're in the lifestyle business? That's how I challenge, especially manufacturers, you know, that I've always lived in the middle of. It seems so much of the construction industry that I like to call the art of construction, the art gets lost because it's either too corporate, what's your lowest price, or too construction, we've always done it this way. These are the things that in the middle that I think really drive change to really hit people in the heart and make it work. What would you say kind of in closing with that? That's what really I'm passionate about, having awesome guests like you and Robert and Wayne to come in and tell these stories, that it is hard. It's really hard to do everything the right way, because you can just go back to being crusty contractor. But what would you leave everybody on, you know, the pedestal is yours, of that one thing to say, maybe think about it this way to help you grow your business?
Well, I think that we are getting feedback that the consumer does care about this, and in many circumstances is willing to pay a little bit more for having that peace of mind of healthier products within the home. We work closely with the Sustainable Furnishings Council. And every year they fund a consumer survey. And from that, we've been members, I'd say, for close to 10 years. And every year we have access to the information that they've garnered from the survey. And I've watched year over year that consumers are prioritizing health and wellness and that they're willing to pay a little bit of a premium. But the great thing about it, Devin, is as the consumers drive the interest, it does bring the cost of the materials down. I have watched it. I'm going to use the example of paint. When we worked on the Eco Manor in 2006, finding a low VOC paint was non-existent. It was a very tailor-made, very niche, very boutique product that we had to secure to have low VOC paint in that home. It is ubiquitous now. Low VOC is the norm, and no VOC is everywhere. This has happened in the big scheme of things in a very short amount of time. So the prices will come down as the demand nudges manufacturers to make these products that the end consumer desires. And so it will no longer be, it no longer should be a luxury to have toxin-free products in the home. And I think that we are making baby steps in that direction. And the builder and the contractor can feel comfortable that the prices are coming down to put those products in the home.
Fantastic, Nani. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us your story. We're Art of Construction. I'm totally behind you here on all the stuff you guys are doing, and honored to be a megaphone to help you guys who are making so much positive change to really help achieve the best value and let people live the best lifestyle.
Thank you.
An air freshener is what threw a home that so many general contractors and the tribe worked together so hard to be the first gold lead project to have that problem. It's just mind-blowing to me. So we have to, if the leaders of the tribe have to understand, you know, back in the day from the asbestos to the glues to all these personal care products we talked about, we have to be the leaders to find out those offenders and put it all together. And at the end of the day, you don't know what you don't know. So we're all trying to do the best, but it's follow a company like this with Wellness Within Your Walls, because that's what they're the ones working on the construction lifestyle when it comes to toxins and chemicals. So pay attention, check them out, get involved in the class, be a leader of what you're doing. This is the kind of stuff that can definitely differentiate you. So when you're talking to a homeowner, this stuff's passionate to them, so it's our job to be the leaders. Thanks so much, Nani, for coming in and telling us your story. Great job. Crush it out there, tribe. Hey, tribe, I'm so passionate about this tribe that we're building and just want to say thanks for listening. And as the go-giver, maybe you can give me something back. If you liked what you heard today, do us a favor and head over to iTunes and give us a review. It's really how the podcasting world grows their business. And that's what we're all about here. This helps to get the podcast in front of people looking to grow their business. We want to hear what you want more of. This is for you, contractors and architects, to grow your business. Talk to you on the next one, tribe.